Let's thank him that he has helped us to pray today. Let's thank him for giving us the access to even ask. Let's thank the Lord. Let's appreciate the Lord this evening. Say, Lord, thank you for giving me the access to talk to you, even about the nations of the world. You've asked us to pray that we should be the house of prayer for all the nations. Thank you. Now lift your hands and say, Father, thank you for the reward. Thank you for the standing. Thank you for the praying. And thank you because I will lead my life in peace, in quietness, in godliness, and in honesty. Thank you for helping me to be my best, to do my best, even in the midst of all this darkness of our world. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Can you sit down? Praise God. The Lord is good. Somebody said, when are we going to stop praying that all these things will go better? No, it won't go better. It won't change overnight. It won't stop, but we can hold it back. We are not called to remove evil from the world, but we have been called to stay back so that at least people can get born again, people can know the Lord, and can walk with Jesus. That's what we are after. Nobody can stop all this mess. But in the midst of this mess, people can get born again and get saved. Amen? Is that all right? So, and when you pray like that, you are securing your own life too. The more you pray for others, the more God can give and take care of you because you are standing in the gap. So one more time, lift your hands and say, Father, thank you. Thank you for my life. Thank you for my neighborhood. Thank you for my city. Thank you for my state. Thank you for my nation. Thank you for the world I'm living in. Thank you. Bible says in all things, give thanks. Give thanks for all men, for kings, and for all those who are in authority that may lead a quiet and peaceable life. Thank you, Father God. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. All right. Somebody said, in the recent time, the world has really gone bad. I'll tell you the reason why. In the recent time, the world has gone really bad. In the last, after COVID and co, the world has gone, because people are turning away from God. They're turning away from God. They're having their own philosophy. They're spending more time on social media than on praying. Christians are gisting more than calling upon God. So, when you don't have the good, evil will take over. Like I can say, just today, I can ask you how many hours have you read your Bible, but I can tell you how many minutes you've spent on your phone. Not only just doing something concrete, but living through stuff. So all those times you are spending doing those things, they don't accrue back spiritually. They don't. I hope you understand. I'm not trying to blame anybody this morning. It's what we plant that will reap, right? Everybody looking at me one kind. That's just the truth. The world we live in today is just because, you see, look at all those leaders. They are midgets. They can't think. And around the world, think about it. The oldest man is running America now. I mean, where are the younger people that can handle things? They're not there. So it's critical for us to pray. In fact, we need prayer more than ever before. Because when men don't think about God, when they think that they can just go to school, get certificates, get money, the latest God on the block is money. People know about Elon Musk. They know about Jesus. You know, my Google always brings me information about the richest, famous, mightiest men around the world and what they are doing about this. And the latest God is also technology. You know, latest phone, latest technology, all kinds of things. So if we don't, I'm talking to us as Christians, I'm talking about the whole world. The whole world is worshiping idols. Do you know that paganism has increased in the land, around the world? They are worshiping more devils now. They have thought of Satan. They are, how many of you have watched about the TB Joshua cult thing? How many of you have seen it? Just came out from BBC. How many of you have seen that? Put up your hands now. No, you've seen it. Thank you. Put your hands down. You know what's really after? Not only just to discredit TB Joshua, but to also discredit Christianity. They just want to say that everybody's like that, but that's not true. Praise God. So what we can do is that we are going to be different. Amen? We are going to be different. Tell yourself, I'm going to be different. Isaiah 60. Take a look. Hallelujah. Verse 1. Arise and shine, for your light has come. What do you say next? Next verse. And behold, the darkness has covered the earth. The darkness, moral darkness. spiritual darkness, economic darkness, and deep darkness, the people. Deep darkness now. But the Lord will arise over you because we stand over here and we pray. And his glory will be seen upon. See, tell yourself, the Lord's glory will be seen upon my life. The Lord's glory shall be seen upon my life. I will glorify his name. Can we lift our hands wherever we are? Say, I've come to glorify the Lord. I'm not here to glorify man or power or money or technology. My worship, I give my worship to no other. I give my worship to no other. I give my worship to the King on the throne. Lord, I bless you today because you are different among other gods. You are wonderful. You are great. You know that my life is in your hand and my times are in your hands. And so with that joyfulness of heart and with a heart of gratitude, I came today and I'm here this evening and I'm lifting my hands to you and say, you are worthy, Lord. You are gracious, Lord. The world may not know you, but I know you and we know you and you are a good father. And thank you because we have returned to you through the road called Jesus Christ, and we belong to you. Thank you that I'm yours. Thank you that I belong to you. Thank you that you're my father. Thank you because you care about my life. Thank you because you are watching over my life. Thank you because you are keeping me going. Thank you because your gospel and your kingdom shall extend and your word shall rule over my life. Thank you because the word of God will go forward and your blessing will be revealed to your people. We are your people here. We gather here tonight to celebrate your goodness and your mercy. You're a good God. We refuse to believe otherwise. You are not merciless. You are not bad God. You are not wicked God. You are a great God. You are a good God. You are a loving Father. Oh, blessed be your name. Can you open your mouth and tell him that I appreciate you, Dad? My Father, I appreciate you, King of Glory. I know that you are there for me. I may not feel it. I may not see it, but you are there and you are meeting all that have to concern my life. Thank you because you are perfecting all that concerns me. I bring you glory. I bring you honor. I bring you worship tonight. I adore you above all others. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you that I can call upon your name anytime. I don't have to come with something special. Thank you. Thank you. Because of the blood of Jesus, I have access to you. Oh, blessed. Can you open your mouth and tell God yourself? Don't wait for me to say something. Can you just come because you have access to the Father? Say, I lay aside discouragement. I lay aside apathy. I renew my allegiance to you. I bring freshness to my commitment to your presence and to your kingdom. I have no other place to go but your presence. Thank you. I have no other truth except your truth. Oh, you are my God. I have no other God beside you. I have no other person to call upon. The world may go the way they want to go, but I've chosen your path. I've chosen your way. I've chosen your truth. Thank you that I belong to you. Thank you that you sent your son for me. I celebrate the cross of Calvary that I've come through to your presence. Thank you that I don't have to pay for my sins. I never know how much it costs to see my sin upon the cross. So I'm here to worship. I'm here to bow down. I'm here to say that you are my God.
I am to come to serve.
Oh.
wonderful. Too wonderful. You're worthy of all our praises. You reign in majesty. Redeemer, friend. Loving Lord, Master of the universe. Receive our worship. Crazy following other gods, but you are our God, you are our light, you are our salvation. In the midst of all this noise, we know your voice, because the blood is speaking better than that of Abel. Redeemer, Redeemer, thank you.
I declare I'm everlasting, Lord.
Souls are finding their connection with God. In the midst of their pains, they are looking up. And you don't know which life has been purified, which life has been changed. At the brink of disaster, God stepped in. Even in the midst of the wickedness of men, God is still speaking righteousness. So let's not be fooled by what we see around us or what we hear on the news. News are strongly biased. Biased toward the bad and the ugly. But God is moving. God is doing things. We should not be carried away by what we see. Hallelujah. So, be careful. Hearts have been mended. Lives have been changed in the midst of all this. No other way to do it. No other way. You see, prodigal son had to come to a place of struggle before he could just open up. So sometimes God is pushing the harvest. You know, you either harvest in dry season when the world is, when everything's easy, when everything's cool, people don't talk to God. But in times like this, people turn to God. But I think there are also sons of perdition who want to twist the truth. Give some few things before we go. You just need to know so that you'll not be surprised. So this will not surprise you. If you just read your Bible regularly and listen to God, come to church, so this will not surprise you at all. It will not surprise you. Hallelujah. The only thing that you don't understand that I get to live to see the consequences every day of human lives. The bad and the ugly. This morning I woke up, I had to be in a particular ceremony that was not so good. And I started reading things that we talked about last year over the matter, and I was amazed. God is working, taking care of things. Minus is being removed, plus being brought in. God is working. So let's not be carried away by what we see. And a lot of time, the best way to respond is not by you thinking God is not faithful to your head. It's not faithful to your mind. It's not even faithful to you. It's faithful to himself and to his plan. That's why sometimes some of this Nigerian Christianity, I do so much, love you so much. God, I like the way you are. You know, you are faithful to me. You cannot. No. It's not faithful to you. It's faithful to his word. It doesn't. You are too small for God to come under you. You hear me? My pastor, I won't come here anymore. Doesn't say will replace you. Because he has more than enough. So don't try to think that customer is king with God. Customer ain't no king. Ain't no customer. He's not selling anything. You hear me? You are calling, Olorun Agbaye-o, you are mighty. So he's not a small boy. So don't let God, I mean, God is not fidgeting in heaven and shaking his hands and wondering. No, it's not. Let me get something for you. Psalm 2, Message Bible. You know what's going on in our world today? Look at what Bible says. I love this Message Bible. Psalm 2. Take a look. Psalm 2, chapter 2. Why the big noise, nations? Why the mean plot, peoples? Act leaders push for position. Demagogues and delegates meet for summit talks. The God deniers, the Messiah defiers. Let's get free on God, of God. See, they are doing that. All this agenda, homosexual, everything going on. Cast loose from Messiah. Heaven throne God breaks out laughing. At first, he's amused at their presumption. They're out there and they want to live outside God. They make jest of everything. Then he gets good and angry. Furiously, he shut them up. Don't you know there's a king in Zion? A coronation banquet is spread for him on the holy summit. There's only one king in the universe. His name is Jesus. Clap your hands for him. And he's going to come breaking through the sky. One of these days. Next verse. Let me tell you what God said next. He said, you're my son. Today is your birthday. And what do you want? Name it. Nations as a present, continent as a prize. You can command them all to dance for you. Or throw them out with tomorrow's trash. So rebel kings, use your head. Upstart judges, learn your lessons. Worship God in adoring embrace. Celebrate. He's commanding them to worship We are already worshiping our Father. Praise God. One more time, listen and say, Father, thank you. Thank you. Here is my worship. Of your faith, where something happened, you don't understand. God, what's going on now? I don't understand. God, are you? That's what you do. Let me just inform you before we go further that there are two types of troubles. There are some troubles that come because you are living in this world. There are second trouble that comes because you are following the word of God. You are just saying. Some troubles come to you because you are following the word of God. The moment you step out to start acting on the word of God, the enemy will rise up to attack you because of the word. Let's go to Mark 4. Look at verse 13 quickly. Mark 4, 13. Hope I'm right. Don't want to go over there and open it. Jump to the next verse, next verse, next verse, next verse. Good. Likewise, at the ones sown on stony ground, who when they hear the word, merely receive it with gladness. But look at this verse. Because, and they have no root in themselves, and so endure only for a time. Now listen, afterward, when tribulation, pain, struggles, or persecution arises, not because the word is bad, for the word of God you have received, sake. Troubles will shoot up because you are coming here, and you are hearing the word. On purpose, the enemy will target you because you are opening up to the word. And you do it quite early. And you say, Yoruba, you kill the oroko tree when it's very small. Prophets over there, he preaches some healing now. Those earlier days of believing God for healing, it was attacked from every side. Am I right, Prof? You come with his family, trust to God, believe God. So when the enemy says, you're not going anywhere, he's just walking away from you. So don't be unmoved. Sometimes some of these trials you face, they are because of the word, for the sake of the word. But those guys don't know better, so they stumble. But tell your neighbor, I'm not going to stumble. I'm going to worship. Lift my hands. Receive my worship.
Receive my worship. All of my worship is my worship. Is my worship.
Father Lord.
Hallelujah.
Get up on your feet, everybody. Let's worship the Lord. How you Lord? I went to shop and I saw a suit, a pair of suit for 35K. I said, I can't buy you. I just bought a Bible. I said, I'm sorry. I can't buy that. You know. Praise God. I just mean, I love the word of God. It has all the answers for us. For instance, look at this, Act 20. Let's read that one and take care of some things. Then we'll read some things about what's going on and what to do. Take hold of your Bible. Okay, you can look at the screen if you don't. Acts 20. It's beautiful. I was talking to pastors over there. Verse 28. Therefore, sit down. Thank you. Paul was finishing up in Ephesus. You know, people don't read the Bible. I really feel sorry for them today. Pastors don't read the Bible. Members don't read the Bible. You just follow everything around them. So you get all confused. Therefore, take heed to yourself and to all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to shepherd the church of who? Who purchased the Who purchased them? God with his own blood. Jesus purchased us. We don't belong to any pastor, any denomination. We belong to Jesus who purchased us with his own blood. But look at next verse quickly before we go. For I know this, is Paul writing, that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. It doesn't have to go away right now. See them on YouTube, Facebook, they're everywhere. Savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. They don't care about the people. Just want to use them. Dump them. Do nonsense with them. That's people. They are savage wolves. They are wolves outside. They put on the sheep's clothing. You can see them all around. All kinds of false churches. False Christ. False prophet. They come in sheep's clothing. They are not Christians. They are not born again. They are not spirit free. They are not Christians. They are just masters at miracles and magics. It's a savage wolf. Come, not sparing the flock. They don't care about you. Just want to use you. That's one outside. Even within the inside too. Look at next verse. It says, and look at next verse. And among yourself also, men will rise up speaking perverse things to draw away the disciples after themselves. That's their branding. They want to brand themselves on you. They want to make you RFC member by force, not God's member. They want to make you whatever their church name is. That's what they're concerned about. Are you hearing me? See, I've been saying that for years. You're not here because RFC or pastor is your savior. No. No. You're not anybody's disciples. You're Christ's disciples. See, these men would say all kinds of perverse. They're Christians. They're born again, spirit-filled. They're ministers of God. But they want to just have you and become famous and use you. And have you to have allegiance to them. So that you can't go anywhere else. You belong to them. But ha, 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 ha. They don't have their own heaven. Do you hear me? So there are two people you're going to see in the world today. 2,000 people that are crazy. There are two people. The first one is savage wolves. They're just wolves. And what does a wolf do? It eats up the sheep. Of course, they have everything about signs and wonders and big things and money. And they'll be among us who are looking for how to corner disciples to themselves, how to use them for themselves, to draw away disciples after themselves. They don't point them to Christ. So if you leave this church, your life is finished. They monitor you everywhere. And people like it because they are fools, just like them. Praise God. So savage wolves and men speaking perverse things. And everybody's looking for, you know, to just have people to themselves and have this church grow, and then we have all kinds of things we do to see that. You're gonna have to be aware. You don't tell somebody beside you, you don't belong to me. You don't belong to RFC. You belong to God. You happen to attend RFC now. is that all right? Is that all right? Is that all right? So, that's it. And that would be easier because when you actually focus on God, it's far better than just focusing on a particular church or a particular person or a particular pastor or a particular... You just want to... There's no heaven for us like that. Praise God. Is that clear? Now, let me answer one question before we leave here for the next 10 minutes. Today, you hear all kinds of sicknesses in our world today. All kinds of diseases in our world today. And then these diseases, what do we do with them? What does the word of God say about them? Let's go to Exodus 15. And let's just round up with that. Number one, can I help you? Number one, you see, your sorrow will lessen. Your sorrow will reduce when you take the word of God as final authority. I can tell about how you feel by looking at you throughout the day, how you respond to life through the word of God. Of course, things will happen to us. Issues will happen, negative, ugly, good, bad. But you must always do this, putting the word first. That will give you your understanding of our world today. And see, when you don't look at the word of God first, and you look at pastors and members first, you're going to have problems. But look at him or look at them. You can't, don't look at that first. Baba Adebo is not your savior. Baba Kumi didn't die for you. Toda Moses is not your shepherd. Jesus is your shepherd first. And his word, it's important. Look at this verse in the Bible. Should we take it and embrace it? Or should we just question why is it not happening everywhere? Exodus 15, verse 25. Take a look on the screen. So he cried out to the Lord. The Lord showed him a tree. They were thirsty. They just crossed the Red Sea. Let me show you the word of my life. They just crossed the Red Sea. They just went through water. And after crossing the Red Sea, coming out, just saved, fresh from the hands of Egyptians, they just crossed the Red Sea. And they were thirsty for lack of water. Did you get the gist? I mean, you just crossed the Red Sea. You are in the midst of water. You know? And then the next thing, you are thirsty for water, and you can't find water. That sounds like our salvation, right? You get one blessing. Let's say you are looking for another one. Anybody like me over here? You just passed the exam. Now it's tough to get a job. God just helped you to open the shop and pay for the shop. Now you have to kind of start struggling and looking for what to sell in India. And so, look at verse 24. Let's make it clearer. So, and the people complained against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" You know, that's what they always do. You know why they were so complaining? Because after they were thirsty, they found a pool of water. And when they tasted it, it was bitter. You know, can I say something to you? No matter what you get in this world, there'll be some bitterness with it. Now, you go to school, one teacher will just be mad at you. You get married, your spouse won't do everything you're supposed to do, right? You get a contract, they don't pay all the money. Are you still here? You come to church, something stopped. You know? Yeah. Some bitter thing will happen. And you can't just be hopping from job to job. Are you hearing me? You can't just, okay, it's bitter here, go somewhere else. Look at verse 23, just before that verse. Now when they came to Mara, they could not drink the waters of Mara, for they were bitter. Therefore, it was called Mara. It was water provided, but it was bitter. So next verse says, and the people complained against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" I've seen people that have got a job from God, and this is happening, but they start complaining. I said, how dare you complain? You were told for 2 years. You're not going to say, "One boss is trying to look." No. Look at next verse. And Moses cried to the Lord. The Lord showed him a tree. And when he cast into the waters, what happened? So, after God did that, everybody, can you look up here? Now, God used that experience to form a law. Are we here? If now, for instance, Okada start kicking people and banging them, and they say, "Okay, now go to National House of Assembly and make a law that Okada must not pass a particular place because they are getting their legs broken there too much." Is that okay? Same way. There, the Lord made a statute and an ordinance for them. And there, he tested them. Now, what kind of law did he make there? Look at next verse. And said, And do what is right where? Give ear to his commandment and keep all his statutes. What did he say next? Are you here? I said, are you here? I'll put known on you which are brought on the Egyptians from the Lord who heals you. Or I'm the Lord, your personal healer. Can you lift your hands and say, "Father, thank you for this statute. Thank you for this ordinance. I take it as a law from your hand. Thank you." Okay, can you look up, everybody? Give us an NLT. It's in the same thing, but clearer. NLT. It said, "If you will listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, obeying his commands and keeping all his decrees, then I will not make you suffer any of the diseases I sent on the Egyptians from the Lord who heals you. You know, when they made a law that no Okadas will pass by that area, some Okadas will still want to pass. Huh? Am I correct? And they would like to come, and somebody must enforce that law. But if you don't know the law, you cannot enforce it. You know, I don't know about you. I went to medical school. So I have seen all types. Are you hearing me? Particular word in Lutz. Is it word A2 now? A2A1. You go down there, if they refer you there, you are not coming out alive. You are leaving the hospital as a dead person. Land of no return. Smells death in the atmosphere. Even doctors don't like going there. Doctors too. And you know, as a young man, I look at all that and wonder, then God gave us a rule here. He said, he didn't say, if you drink all the zobo, and drink all the tea, you tea seller. I saw one recently, my wife said, don't say that. I saw one, they gave me bitter leaf tea. I said, when did bitter leaf become tea? Prof. No, bitter leaf, man. I'll do something sweet. All kinds of stuff. Just to keep us going. They said, if you listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God, what God that got to do with you? Health. He said, if you listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God, do what's right in his sight, obeying his commands, and keeping all his decrees, then I will not, I will not make you suffer. You don't suffer it. I want to suffer the Egyptians. Egypt is the type of the world around us. From the Lord who? Pastor, I know somebody. No. What's the law here? Look at verse 25 again. Then he made a decree. Look at the end. It was that matter the Lord set before them the following decree as a standard to test their faithfulness to him. Woo! Glory to God. The Lord set before them the following decree. So set that same law before you. And when the Okada trespasses, you can tell the Okada, don't trespass here. Praise God, somebody. Now, the world will like to put things on us because we live in this world. All kinds of things are happening in our world today. But God said, number one, if you listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God, so it matters most. Listen, everybody. When you come to church, Jehovah God is watching how you listen. And that will give you your health and to escape the sickness in the world. To say, just as simple as that. You didn't hear what I just said? You didn't hear me. The Lord is watching you how you listen. If you are not listening properly, things are going to come on you. I didn't say so. He said so. If you listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God, give us an NIV. Verse 26. NIV, saying the same thing. If you listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God and do what's right in his eyes, if you pay attention to his command and keep on. See, he mentioned the word listen, pay attention, and keep it 3 times. And mentioned do 1 time. Am I right? Did you see what I just said? Can you just see it? He said, if you listen, see, if the way you listen determines your health. When you don't pay attention, you are opening the door to the Egyptian sickness around the world. So what should I do? I must listen intensely, carefully, with all my heart. I can't afford to let my attention be divided They call it ADD in the world today. Attention deficit disorder. I can't afford that. If you listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God. So come to church, listen. When you read the Bible, listen. I told you I just bought the Bible yesterday, 51,000 naira. 500. You know why I'm doing that? I want heaven to see I'm serious about this. I have enough Bibles. I have enough stuff. And I just bought that fresh Bible. I started reading that first year. Got a pencil. I bought a pencil yesterday too. 1,000 naira. And sharpener. Huh? And I'm going to get them. I just, before I came here, I was in Hosea. I'm going back home to read some more. Go to Thessalonians now. Go to Genesis. I'm going to go start reading through. Pastor, you know the Bible. That's the problem. Did you eat last year? Are you going to eat again? If you listen carefully to the voice of the Lord, your God. So listen carefully. If you are not listening, that's your trouble. Pastor, I will listen if God speaks from heaven. Oh, no, do. Wake up. He has spoken this book. So read him. He's spoken in church to listen. Hallelujah. Are you here? Pastor, I heard that my friend had cancer. What should I do? Listen! Stop thinking about that one. Listen to the voice of the Lord your God. Are you hearing me? Pastor, if you don't listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God, let's not fool ourselves. You know, something bothers me most about people. You know what? They will not listen like this. They will not obey all this. Now, when they get sick, they start praying. And as sure as you know, it never works. Never works. Can you imagine? Your tire is going down. You now hold it. Your tire is deflating. You now hold it. What would that do? It can't do anything. If you listen carefully to the voice, the Lord your God, pay attention. God is watching you. God's person, how you read your Bible, how you pray, how you listen. When your mind is there, you're just wandering away. Angel will say, see, that thing's hanging around in the world now, just jump on him. And do what's right in his eyes. You know what is right in God's eyes? Walking in love. That's the best thing to do. What everything else outside love is not right. Are you hearing me? You know what I just said? The best way to do what is right before God. Can I show you? Matthew 7. Take a look. Verse 12. The love. Come and see. This is it. Do what is right. Come and see. Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them. For this is the law and the prophet. If you want men to slap you, right, left and center, slap them. If you want men to bless you, bless them. If you want men to curse you, curse them. Pastor, no, I'll curse them, but they won't curse me. No, you can't take the revival. That's the thing. Whatever is right, you say, what do you want to do to you? Do also to them. So that's what God's asking us. Do what is right. Do what is right. And whatever you want men to do to you, you do to them. But number one, if you listen carefully to the voice, let's close with Amplified Bible. If you listen carefully, chapter 15, verse 26, Amplified Bible. If you listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God. Give us on the screen. Amplified Bible, chapter 15, Exodus, verse 26. Amplified. Exodus. Thank you. They get it for us in minutes. And I want to just follow through. It amplifies it for us. I'll be able to get it. Say, if you will diligently listen and pay attention to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his eyes. Second, and listen again to his commandment. Look up. And keep foremost in your thought and actively obey all his precepts and statutes. Then I will not put on you any of the diseases which I put on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. Are you hearing me? Tell yourself, no need to fear. Just keep listening. Just keep listening. Tell him, keep foremost in your thoughts and actively obey. Hallelujah. So you can now see why today sickness is rampant among Christians. The same thing in the world is filling Christian circles. You know why? They don't listen because God won't lie. He said, if you will listen carefully, see, if you hear that I get sick, I'm not listening. So when I get sick, the very first thing I do is not prayer. You know, somebody enjoy, pray for me. No, the first thing I do, I take my Bible and I want to listen carefully. For instance, I'm spending, when I wake up in the morning now, I go to Psalm 103. Who forgives all my iniquities? Who heals all my diseases? All my diseases, he heals all of them. So I just stay with that. If you listen, tell your neighbor, just listen. That's the key to your health. That's the key to your escape. Tell your neighbor from the side, listen. If you listen to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right and keep on your mind his commandment. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And if any of that is coming near you, what should you do? Remind them that the Lord said, I will listen. And you know what? I'm listening. I pick my Bible and I will listen. They asked one great man of God who was always in health. He said, what do you do when you are sick? He said, I double my Bible reading. I pay attention to it more. Do something with me. Can I advise all of you this year? Go and buy a Bible. Don't only use your phone. And open it. Read it. It's on my phone. Here comes in tests, all kind of stuff. Huh? And then social media will jump into, am I right? This one, you know, get notification. I have all kinds of tablets. You know, I have all kinds of tablets that you never heard of to do reading. But I still get books like this and read. Why? Because this one, light can go, I can still see. Hello? Praise God. If you listen and pay attention, can you get up on your feet? It's the beginning of the year. I want you to pledge your heart, pledge your life to listen to the word of God this year. Tell yourself, I pledge my life. You know, we say we do pledge in school. That's just for Nigeria. Won't take you anywhere. I pledge myself to listen and pay attention to the voice of the Lord my God. And do what is right in his sight. And keep treasure all his commandment and follow his statutes. And therefore, I will escape all the Egyptian sicknesses in the world today. For the Lord is my healer. The Lord has given us prescription in this verse as our doctor. Just listen. Just listen. He sent forth his word and healed them. Oh, glory to Jesus. Lift your hands and thank him. Thank you because your voice carries health and healing. And I pledge allegiance to actively listen and pay attention to your voice, to your word this year. To treasure your word above all my feelings. I will not listen to what men say about all kinds of stresses in our world today. I will listen to you. Oh, glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Now, just a minute. Sorry for taking your time. While we were doing that, I just had God say, tell them this. When he says, all his precepts, this one of his precepts, and I want you to use it this year. That's in Exodus 23, verse 25. Give us an NIV. Give us an NIV. 23:25. Worship the Lord. Did you hear that? This is one of his decrees you have to keep. Worship the Lord your God, and his blessing will be on your food and your water. So whatever you eat this year will be blessed. Whatever you drink shall be blessed. You know the meaning of that? The blessing will throw out the bad and bring in the good in. Praise God, somebody. You know, Daniel said, don't give us all the dainty food of Nebuchadnezzar. Give us vegetable and water. And after 10 days, they look better. So it's not eating from Mama Kass and Mama Susan. Tell yourself, I will watch the Lord this year. And his blessing will be on my food and on my water. I, God said, I will take away. What? I will take away. Hey! The Lord giveth healing and takes away sickness. Praise God, somebody. Say that with me. The Lord gives healing and takes away sickness. Anything that is in my midst that is sickness is taking it away. Woo! Glory to God. Receive that. Take that as your word. Put it first on your mind. In your thought, actively. Accept that. It's taking away sickness from the midst of you, from your lungs and your organs and your kidneys. It's taking it away from you. Next verse says what? Next verse says what? And none will miscarry or be barren in your land. I'll give you a full lifespan. Lift your hand. Let's thank him for that. He says, worship the Lord your God. So this year, I'm going to worship and see the blessing of my food and my water. And diseases will be taken away from my midst. My family, my household. Oh, thank you, Lord. Do something with me. Can you fall on your knees as we leave? And say, Father, I receive this word. I take this word as my permanent solution. I will follow it. I will exercise. I will do things. But I take this as primary. My primary health care. My primary health care. I'm going to worship you. And your blessing will be my food and my water. And you are taking away from my midst. And Lord, I will not miscarry in my life, in my business, in my projects. I will not be fruitless and barren. And I will have a full lifespan. I agree with your word today. I receive that word on my knees because you are true and reliable God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. I receive it. I submit myself to this truth in Jesus' name. Get up. Now, turn that same word to a sword against the devil. I'm going to worship my God. God's blessing, you're my food and my water. Tell the devil, Satan, I declare to you, I'm going to worship God, and his blessing will be on my food and my water, and your sickness will not have a place in my life. You will not cause me to be barren or miscarry, and I will be having full life. I will have full life. I will have full life. I will worship God. I will not worship money. I will not worship you, devil. I'm going to worship the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Let's close. Be unto me according to your word, according to your promises. As we go home, we sing that song. Hallelujah. Let's sing it and be on our way home.
Be unto me.
Not in any other way, but according to your word.
According to your word.
Whoa.
According
this together. This is our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God. Also, the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Before we say surely, next Sunday, we're back to our services again, 7 a.m. for those of us who are older. And middle service, 9 o'clock for those that have children, to service. And of course, last service for youth and singles. Tell your neighbor beside you, it's time to worship the Lord this year. Tell him, I'm going to come back and worship more. The Lord will bless my food and my water and take away from my misery and diseases. Nothing will miscarry or be barren in my land. And with full lifespan, I will enjoy this year. Amen. Have a wonderful night, surely.
According to your
promises,
I stand secure.